الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله حرم بيع الخمر والميتة والخنزير والأصنام. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام التجار يحشرون يوم القيامة فجارا إلا من اتقى وبر وصدق. ولعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم آكل الربا وموكله وكاتبه وشاهديه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من باع عيبا لم ينبه عليه لم يزل في مقت الله أو لم تزل الملائكة تلعنه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أخذ شبرا من الأرض فإنه يطوقه يوم القيامة من سبع أرضين. ولعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الراشي والمرتشي والرائشة، يعني الذي يمشي بينهما. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ولا تناجشوا ولا تصروا الإبل والغنم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من غش فليس مني. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, when at the time there the idea of judgment, everyone will face hisab. So then we will be questioned for 5 questions. Everyone will be questioned. So 2 questions are regarding mal, money. How you have earned and how have you spent? These 2 questions are must to answer. So therefore, we should prepare for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, do not eat your property among yourselves by false and dishonest means, except if it is among your dealings and trade by mutual goodwill. And do not destroy yourselves by engaging in prohibited activities. Verily, Allah has always been most merciful to you. So this is a guideline that we should not earn the things by unfair means, being dishonest. And our dealing should be proper and goodwill. And we should not destroy our lives by engaging in prohibited activities. So we should think about it. This actually a guideline, and details will come by fuqaha, who knows more than us in detail. So we can ask them how to do in these things. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, verily Allah has prohibited the sale of liquor, the bodies of dead animals who died of their own accord, swine and idols. So those things which are prohibited to eat or use, so the sale of them is also haram. So we should not sell idols, swine, and dead animals, and those things which are like liquor Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم also said that the traders and merchants will be brought forth on the day of Qiyamah as evildoers, except those who feared Allah, worked righteousness, and were trustworthy. So, it's a great challenge to protect ourselves in such dealings, because everyone has to face the day of Qiyamah. And in this case, taqwa is must, because this will protect us from azab. And we should learn these things, because fuqaha have described these things in detail. There are many, many things which are to be done, and procedures have been shown in Quran and Hadith for ibadat, and we should learn these. It will be farzain. But also, in these types of dealings, what to do and what not to do, this is also must to learn. And we should know the detailed knowledge of these. Nowadays we see that the Muslims who are tajir, merchants, and sitting in the bazaar to sell the things and purchase them, they do not know which thing is halal and which thing is haram, which thing is to be done and which thing is not to be done. Most of them, they do not know, because there is no thirst for Zayn ilm. We should learn these things. In past cases, the merchants would know these things, and then they would properly use that knowledge in bazaar. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has cursed the person who takes interest, the one who gives interest, the one who writes down the transaction in which interest is involved, and the witness to the contract. It's very, very dangerous that even those who are witnesses, they are also cursed. And those who are writing. So in these things, those people who are working in banks to write these things in the ledgers or on computer, they come in this. So therefore, one person should know what he is doing and what he should not do. Today it's very difficult to tell these people that it is haram. But I think this will be dishonesty with them if we don't tell them. Sometime if somebody is told, then he starts thinking, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him some way to get rid of that. There's one of our friends who has another friend in a bank. And he was convincing again and again him to leave that bank and go to some other thing. So one time he became ready and resigned from that bank and went to an Islamic bank. So that person is saying that that month, although he was getting lesser salary in that bank, which was Islamic bank, but he said that it was for the first time that I had saved some money from my salary. In previous bank, He was saying that at 12 or 13, my whole salary would finish. And I would be working on credit. Here also one person came. He was also working in such an environment. And told me that the benefits which I am getting and the salary, if I can collect, calculate, so it is more than 3 lakhs. But after the 10th of the month, I don't have anything. And I am working on the credit. I told him to leave that. So alhamdulillah, he understood and he left that. And we joined another thing. He said that now the saving has started. So actually this is the thing. There is no barakat in haram. So it is ajila. It is love of nearer thing. Hubbi ajila. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, verily you like the thing which is near and you leave the thing which is coming after that. And this is actually happening. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, when a person sells something which is faulty without informing the buyer of the fault, such a person will remain in the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels will continue to curse him. Because tijarat is dealing between the two or more than two. If it is not fair and something corruption is involved, it means something defects that product has and he is not telling about that. So selling that is deceiving. So a thing which comes with deceiving a person, so that is haram. Because deceiving is a haram thing. So it has been told that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be angry with him and the angel will be cursing him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever unjustly and dishonestly uses a piece of land the size of the span of one hand, then on the day of Qiyamah, 7 earths will be entangled around his neck. It means that portion of 7 earths. Oh, very difficult thing. Here the person will be saying, oh, it is only very little thing. But no, the whole part of that world, earth, will be connected with this. So therefore, it is very, very difficult to bear it in the Qiyamah. So one has to get rid of these things. It is reported that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has cursed the one who gives a bribe and the one who accepts the bribe, as well as the one who acts a go-between between the two of them. It means the agent which is working among them. So, bribing, it should be stopped. And the person who is bribing one another one, so they both are involved. And the agents among them also are involved. So they have been cursed. They are being cursed. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, do not decidefully increase the price of an article at an auction and do not in the sale of animals leave the udders of camels and cows unmilked, thereby to deceive the buyers. Same thing is here, deceiving. So what should not deceive the others in these things? Otherwise, this will become haram. Rasulullah SAW also said, whosoever deceives others is not of me. Man ghasha falaysa minna. So maybe he is getting too little in this world for this. Usually I see that the people are working in halal environment and those people who are working in haram environment, I don't feel that in their earning is too much difference. But they don't think so. And they are working on that. So we should try for the halal things. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّمْ سُوَلَنَا. If it looks difficult, so don't be feared. Don't be afraid. Try to continue your effort and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a way. Because مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجَلُّ مَخْرَجَ. The person who has freedom from fear from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a way to go through. So, of course, in start it may look difficult. But in future, for example, you see in bazaar, one person who is earning less and tell the people that it is final. He tells the truth to the people that he does not say, oh, I have purchased with this and I can earn this and this and telling lie. So in start he might be suffering because the people will not come to him too much. But after some time, when the people will be thinking, oh, he is selling this thing with this and this and this and that is of good quality. So then the people will be knowing it. And then most people will coming to him. You see, here in this bazaar, many people are selling milk, having water. And there are very few who do not mix water with it. And see the rush on those shops. People are coming from miles and miles towards them and taking milk from them. So see the situation. There are some people who come to bazaar for only for 2 hours. And he says all the things and go to his house after 2 hours and take rest. And the other people are working for the whole day and night in the bazaar and they are not earning more than that. Because he has made his principles very clear that I should earn halal. And I should not deceive. And the people know it. So they are waiting for him. When he comes, the people come and purchase and he goes. So these are the things. One should not go for short time things. He should plan for long term, especially keeping in akhirat in concentration that I shall be facing problem because of that in akhirat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will help him. There are some people who in each thing earn less, but their selling is that much, their total earning is more than the others. And for example, Mercedes, when I was in Germany, I asked one person working in the industry of Mercedes. I asked him, why this Mercedes is too expensive? He said the quality control is very tight. When the person of quality control comes and check our product or part, so if it is below the quality, it is rejected. And by that, the effort and money is lost. So after that, its price goes high. But see, the people are purchasing Mercedes. because they know that it has quality. There are many things which are cheaper but working less, and there are some other things which are expensive but working more. So this is the case that when the people are thinking about in broader sense, so then they don't want to take those things which are useless and damaged very soon. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of earning halal and avoid haram, because this is the thing required for being successful in qiyamah. وما علينا البلاغ ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمة.